the veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Pastor Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Pastor Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s. Women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 21st, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board discussing goals for inclusive excellence. Highway 46 US 101 interchange closures starting later this month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. On the board's agenda for its information items is a presentation for the district's plan to pursue inclusive excellence. The presentation says inclusive excellence focuses on the expectations and success rates for students, what groups of students are thriving and why, do students feel comfortable in their environments, and what student is being taught and how the school district can engage community partners in this work. The agenda says the school district will pursue training plans for junior and high school staff and identify barriers for reaching grade level standards. The presentation also says that 65% of students in the district are BIPOC, or Black, Indigenous, or people of color, and feel as though staff do not address racism when it is heard. The school district's plans to hold professional learning sessions with large parts of staff on various days to learn how to address these situations, as well as enhance the education and professional development of students. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Livin' the Scream, October 26th at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero. The event takes place from 5 to 9 p.m., with VIP guests allowed inside an hour early. The event will feature a dinner, drinks, live and silent auction, and a costume contest. For more information, you can visit templetoncsd.org. Highway 46 road closures starting later this month. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:09. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:10. Caltrans announced there will be overnight lane closures at the Highway 46 US 101 interchange overnight beginning Sunday, October 27th. The closure will go on Sunday from 9 p.m. to 5:30 a.m., then Monday through Thursday nights, 10 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. Caltrans says the southbound US 101 on and off ramps at the interchange will be closed with detours in place. There may also be alternating lane closures for the northbound on and off ramps. Caltrans says the project is expected to be completed by Friday, November 1st. The County Public Works Department announced they will begin surface treatments in various parts of rural San Luis Obispo County. These include rural San Luis Obispo, Avila Beach, San Miguel, Templeton, and Shandon. Public Works says no parking signs, message boards, and other construction area signs have been posted in work areas. Work starts in Templeton and rural San Luis Obispo next week on October 28th. Two crews will be working simultaneously in North and South County. Public Works says one-way traffic control is required for each phase of work. Closures will go from Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with delays of up to 10 minutes expected. A full map is available on the county's website. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is tomorrow. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon CSD dissolution process. The CSD first began its dissolution on May 2, 2024, filing its application to the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO, on May 16th. The agenda says LAFCO found that the application was incomplete and insufficient for dissolution. Given the limited resources for the CSD and the need for a comprehensive analysis to LAFCO, county staff and CSD representatives are looking into hiring a firm to assist in completing the application. The firm would conduct a comprehensive analysis of the CSD and allow for both the county and CSD to consider all options and their associated costs for potential dissolution. If this request is approved, staff will return with a request to enter into a contract. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. On Saturday afternoon, CAL FIRE reported a vegetation fire broke out near the 3000 block of Gilardi Road off Highway 1 between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay. CAL FIRE's report came in at around 12:44 p.m. on social media, saying the fire had the potential to burn 150 acres due to the dry brush and wind. After several hours, however, the fire was contained at 100%, with responders mopping up the blaze. CAL FIRE says the final acreage was 58 acres. The cause is under investigation. The County District Attorney's Office announced on Friday that a jury convicted 36-year-old Nathan Abate for sexual assault crimes. During the 13-day trial, the jury heard accounts by several young female victims of Abate's repeated pattern of sexual assault. The DA's office says he would frequently provide alcohol to youthful women prior to sexually assaulting them. He has been convicted of 2 counts of forcible rape, 3 counts of rape of an intoxicated victim, and 4 counts of oral copulation of a person under the age of 18. District Attorney Dan Dow commended the women for their bravery in reporting the crimes that were inflicted on them when they were much younger and vulnerable. The DA's office encourages anyone who has been a victim of sexual assault to contact a local law enforcement agency where the crime had occurred, and to know that there are individuals and organizations willing and able to support them. In sports, Major League Baseball, this weekend for the League Championship Series, the Mets beat the Dodgers in Game 5 at 12-6, and then in Game 6, the Dodgers took the series 4-2, winning the game 10-5. The Dodgers move on to the World Series. Then for the Guardians and Yankees, the Yankees beat the Guardians in Game 4 on Friday 8-6, then swept them once more 5-2 on Saturday. The World Series will have the two teams square off in a best-of-seven series. The first game of the Dodgers and Yankees starts Friday, October 25th. For the NFL, KPRL's tripleheader this past Sunday, the Eagles beat the Giants 28-3, the Rams over the Raiders 20-15, the Steelers beat the Jets 37-15, the Chiefs over the 49ers 28-18. In Monday Night Football, tonight, the Chargers will take on the Cardinals, and the Ravens will then face the Buccaneers. In high school football,
On Friday, the Greyhounds beat Rigetti 20-17. San Luis Obispo shut out the Templeton and Eagles 21-0. Morro Bay beat Santa Maria 48-13. Lompoc over Mission Prep 24-14. Paso Robles had a bye week. This week, Mission Prep will host the Paso Robles Bearcats. The Templeton Eagles will travel to Napomo, and Atascadero takes on Morro Bay. Local news was brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Evacuation orders lifted in the Oakland area after a five-alarm brush fire threatened neighborhoods over the weekend.
I could not get back to our house. My wife and I have been told by our neighbor the neighborhood was evacuated.
Attorney John Burris, who lives in one of the areas that had to be evacuated, at least 10 structures burned, no reports of injuries, multiple aircraft called in to drop retardant. Thousands of mental health workers in California are going on strike today. Psychologists, social workers, therapists, and other professionals at Kaiser Permanente walking off the job in L.A. and San Diego. They say they're seeing between 10 and 18 patients a day and often stay late to manage their other duties.
To the right side, this should do it. Taylor collects, on to first, and it's over. The Dodgers have captured the National League pennant, and they're headed to the World Series.
Dodgers winning the pennant last night at Dodger Stadium, beating the Mets 10-5, setting up a World Series against the New York Yankees. First time the two teams have met in the Fall Classic since 1981. Jeff Scott, California News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The third edition of FIRA USA, the premier event for agricultural robots and autonomous farming solutions in California, is coming to Woodland October 22nd to the 24th. The three-day showcase will feature the cutting edge of technological innovation through live demonstrations and industry roundtables. Demonstrations will include technological solutions for farming nuts, fruits, grapes, vegetables, berries, and field crops. The event is free for growers to attend. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 43, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Wednesday, clouds starting to roll in on Thursday into the weekend, partly cloudy on Monday next week. Upper 80s on Wednesday, mid-80s Thursday, Friday and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks have been trading mixed. The Dow started the session weaker after another record close. American Express reported a mostly better-than-expected quarter, though shares are losing ground following the stock rising to a record yesterday. Netflix shares up nearly 10% after its upbeat quarter. Its ad-supported service brought in more subscribers. Reuters says Spirit AeroSystems will furlough 700 workers for 21 days because Boeing's machinist strike is dragging on. The walkout is eating into Spirit AeroSystems' cash. Spirit says it will need to furlough other staff if the strike continues. CVS share is down nearly 7%. It is lowering expectations for its business and is replacing its CEO. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Jean. This is Ann. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Right choice, AM 1230 KPRL. Don't forget the Blueprinter and Graphic, not only construction drawings and blueprint, but They specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So stop by the Blueprinter Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring. Easy in, easy out for parking. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5. That's, again, on the corner of 4th and Spring.
I'm Kenny Enney. True excellence requires hard work. When we fail to enforce discipline or uphold standards in our schools, we fail our children. The class of 2024 had a 94% graduation rate. But when 52% of them failed to meet standards in English and 77% of them failed to meet standards in math, we have failed as a community. We owe it to our students to challenge and inspire them to new heights. Help them to be excellent. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass-cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 12:30 a.m., Florwera Lozano orders food from a walk-up to-go window at the North Carolina Waffle House. As Dawson Locklear, 18, cooks the order, Lozano gets more and more impatient. Locklear rushes to finish the food, and Lozano snatches the bag, then fires two shots at the teen. Locklear is dead. Cops still on the hunt for suspect Florwera Lozano, 38. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Cybersecurity Awareness Month is still going strong, and LifeLock has a message about phishing. The scams cyber criminals use to trick victims into allowing access to their devices so they can steal your personal information. Being aware of potential phishing scams is one way to help protect your personal information. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start protecting your identity with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my first name, Clay, as your promo code. Terms apply.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15. At the Chalk Mountain Golf Course, play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
We'll be right back.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero. Now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Live in the Scream, October 26th at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero. The event takes place from 5 to 9 p.m. The event will feature dinner, drinks, live and silent auction, and a costume contest. The County District Attorney's Office announced on Friday that a jury has convicted Atascadero barbershop owner Nathan Abate of several sexual assault crimes. The DA's office says he would frequently provide alcohol to young women prior to sexually assaulting them. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris campaigns with former Senate Republican Liz Cheney today in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Former President Trump has events in North Carolina.
He's first going to have an event out in Asheville in the western part of the state. That was an area that was just devastated by Hurricane Helene, where recovery efforts are very much underway. Then later in the afternoon, he's going to be holding a roundtable with religious leaders.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Concord, North Carolina. Jury selection starts today for Daniel Penny's manslaughter trial for Jordan Neely's subway chokehold death last year.
Penny, who is white, is accused of pinning Neely, who is black, to the floor of the train after witnesses say Neely acted erratically. Prosecutors say Penny held Neely in the chokehold too long, past the point where he stops moving. Penny's lawyers say that Neely's behavior was, quote, threatening, and their client acted in self-defense.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day. It's time for Zoo Boo at the Charles Paddock Zoo with two spooky evenings, October 25th and 26th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Halloween fun for all ages with not too scary decorations, carnival games, a haunted maze, tons of activities, treats, prizes, and two costume contests. Tickets are on sale now online or at the zoo. Only $16 per person and ages 2 and under are free. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com/Zoo Boo. Sponsors Pure Pediatric, Madrone Landscape, and Fourth Generation Tree Company.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go. Lube & Go!
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine mid-80s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, upper 80s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Back to mid-80s on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, low 80s Sunday, and then low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 5, up and down we go, 7:16 a.m., 6:20 p.m., and it is 41 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Jordan Cunningham talking about some of the propositions, and so Susanna is still trying to get confirmation on her guests in the 1 o'clock hour. Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing, 24-7, same day, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, more on this license plate thing here with the letter that I read last hour concerning Councilman Steve Gregory. Information from the California DMV, if you move to California to live and or work, you have 20 days to register your autos in the state. Lots of paperwork to contend with. Let's see here. There was something else on it. Gregory's car. Glad other people are noticing Gregory's Idaho license plate. His other vehicle also has Idaho plates. Whether this is legal or not, seems very arrogant of him to think the voters in District 3 or other city residents would think this is okay. Where is his allegiance to you or your Idaho? All right, back to the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I had some questions on the voting here. On the pamphlet we got in the mail, along with all the information, was the political party endorsements. And I heard you had some people on there that were talking about the endorsements. Did you ever get to the bottom of it? Who was responsible for that, for not endorsing?
It was you. I think you believe you had, they were not endorsing Trump,
right?
No, I did not get any clarification from that at all.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, somebody's responsible for that in the county.
Well,
somebody.
Okay, in the county. Maybe we will. But when you see endorsements from other people, how much does that influence you?
Well, it didn't influence me. It irritated me. I mean, it got my blood boiling. Like, why can you send out a political party endorsement pamphlet along with all the other information as far as the election, and not have the right endorsements down? I mean, nothing on Steve Garvey, and, you know, all I had was Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff and all the Democratic ones were all lined up in a row, you know, and all the American Independent and the Republican ones were just no endorsements.
Mm-hmm. Well, you, like many, were frustrated, but I'll go back to my question was meant in general. Do the endorsements from various groups of organizations affect how you vote?
No, it makes my blood pressure go up. That's the problem, you know.
So it doesn't influence how or what you may vote for?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you already make up your mind, you know. If you can't see what's going on in this country and try to get the right person elected, well, then there's something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's frustrating for many people. I guess what okay, this is for me personally. Sometimes there's propositions on there that are a little bit confusing, and there may be some organizations that I may go to, including the Howard Jarvis site, to see if they can give me better clarification. Because you probably are aware of this, sometimes a no vote means yes, you know, opposite of what you think it means.
You're right.
And that's where people sometimes may look for help.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the other thing. You know, I lived at El Pomar here for 66 years. I've been married for 66 years. And to get to to vote, they said that I had to go to Creston, and then my wife had to go to Atascadero. Like, who did the big Mixmaster shakeup as far as, well, like, all the people that lived out in Creston, they had to go into Atascadero. Who's responsible for that?
Well, again, Darcia and some other people are trying to look into that, but let me clarify this. So you and your wife are going to different locations to vote?
Absolutely. And we lived in the same house here for 35 years. And so they send me to Creston. And of course, the ballot didn't come in. They didn't come in both ballots at the same time. Mine came in, and then hers came in later. And I was really surprised to see that they'd shipped her to Atascadero and me to Creston, which...
Did you try calling the clerk's recorder on that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know if that... let's see, the clerk recorder, is that on the pamphlet?
I don't know. I'm in a different county, so, and I don't have mine in front of me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm an outsider.
Well, I hope your reporters get to the bottom of it.
Well, we'll see if somebody can help us all out.
Have you had many questions as far as people being shipped to different locations?
I've had a lot of emails call in saying that their location has changed, and some of it, from you know what I read, didn't look like it made sense. And some people in Paso Robles were having to go up to San Miguel. And you know, some things along those lines, and like you, you mentioned the people from Creston having to go into Atascadero. Now you and your wife going to separate locations. It's hard to believe. Well, I'm going to contradict myself when I say this. It's hard to believe people would be that stupid as far as the government, but I can't help it if it's maybe that and also somehow deliberate.
I'm banking on it's deliberate, you know, because, you know, the ones that, most of the ones I think that were in Creston were probably Republicans, and my wife and I are both Republicans, and so that's the only thing I've got to go on,
mm-hmm.
And I just think they just want to make it as hard as they could make it to ship you, maybe that you wouldn't even vote, you know.
Yeah, we alluded to that last hour. It harder, but also start to confuse people where they just say, you know what, I'm not going to deal with it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they couldn't make me so mad that I wouldn't vote. I mean, that's just, there's no way in the world. But there is a lot of people that are that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people living way out in the country and they got an old car, and or they're living on a shoestring, and you just think about the gas to go, let's say, from Creston into Atascadero and round trip. I mean, you're talking probably 40 miles at least.
Depending on which part of Creston you live in, and some other areas here. Yeah, no, it gets a little to be some work, but perhaps, again, we'll be able to at least have somewhat of an explanation of why this is taking place.
Well, that's good. I figured you would, but I've been sitting here with the papers in front of me, thinking, well, I'm going to call you guys and see if you have any explanation for it now. But
okay,
I'm sure you will get to the bottom of it. You usually do.
Well, thank you for the confidence. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. See you.
All right. Bye. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I wonder if anybody knows whether the Democrat ballots are having the same kind of confusion.
Well, it wouldn't take much to confuse one of them.
I
don't know, because they would probably be in the streets crying.
So we'd know about it.
Yeah.
It just sounds like, oh my goodness, it's so almost obvious, but then we're all conspirators, right?
Well, okay, so is your polling place the same as it has been, or is there any confusion involved?
Ours is the same as it's been, yeah, for years.
Okay, well, that's nice for you. But
yeah.
I mean, you've heard the dog and pony show with some people calling in on how, and I would say dramatically their location has changed. It's not like it's a block different or something like that. We're talking about, you know, getting in the car and packing a picnic basket.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable to us that this is going on.
Well, is
and
it?
And obviously, it's got to be right at the doorstep of the registrar, right?
Well, I would think so. But do you think it's there's a legitimate explanation, or are you thinking it's just a little fishy?
Well, when Darsha, early on, when Darsha explained it, I don't always follow her as well as I wish I could, but it sounds like she had some kind of a rationale for them to do that, but I can't for the life of me think of what it was now.
It's cool. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of this.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I doubt it. It sounds like there's so much stuff just within the city you keep talking about that it sounds like nobody will ever know the truth. How can we?
I think the caller from last hour, and we've used this expression here regarding the school district, say connect the dots.
Yeah.
I think if people pay attention to the players involved, I think eventually they can connect most of the dots. Now, most of those dots may not be provable in the legal sense, but a good educated guess would probably be pretty accurate.
But there's always another side of the story.
Well, yeah, there's the truth and there's lies. There's your sides of a story. Okay.
So we need that. We need a czar, a national, a federal czar, to weed out the what's that? All that untruth or
false
information or whatever. I can't think of all the silly names they make up.
Just
that's tongue in cheek. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just got a news flash. There is a Democrat that lives in Creston. They're being sent to Atascadero. Okay, so There is confirmation. Chris, lead story tomorrow. There is a Democrat in Creston. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having this conversation this morning. A couple things concerning redistricting and the districting of the school board, especially Paso Robles School Board. So some of the other school districts did not fall for the whole, oh, you have to redistrict and have districts for each one of your school board members. Otherwise, we're going to sue your school board and you can't afford to fight it. So for the person who's out at Heritage Ranch, she is probably in one of the even-numbered school board districts, which might be Dole Peterson. The ones that are up for election, Kenny Enney ran as an at-large member. He was filling Chris Bausch's appointment. So Kenny Enney was appointed to fill Chris Bausch's seat when Chris moved to the city council. As for Lauren McCoy, she was also, and she was one of the last round of the at-large elections for the school, for the Paso School Board. So now here we are with everyone districted, and the people have had to, now each district has had to run for an election. So now it's the odd numbered, I think it's 3, 5, and 7. Not sure about 1, but 3, 5, and 7 are the school board races that are up for election now. As far as the precincts, this is craziness. So I can't attempt to explain craziness, but last in for the March primary, there were 3 precinct locations that they closed within 48 hours of the election. All it does is create confusion and chaos, especially for the day of constitutional, I might add, election day voters. So for all the patriots out there who have heard and listened that in our county, in Slo County, we have paper ballots and we have precincts. The only way, there is no early voting. There's no in-person early voting in our county. What we have is election day, paper ballot. You get a precinct ballot. That's the important part. Not using the vote-by-mail ballot with signing on the outside of the envelope. It's the voter roster that you want to sign. And I know that there are patriots out there who are just like, you know what? I'm a constitutionalist. I'm going to vote on election day if I have to, you know, crawl to the precinct 20 miles away now. But I know that there are people out there that are very concerned, including Dan Bongino and others, that have said, you need to vote early. You need to vote early in case something happens at the precinct on election day. And I understand that. They're trying to make sure that the vote, to get out the vote. So we need it all. And if there are conservative voters who are concerned about the precincts on election day, great. Get your ballot in. Please hand carry it if you can to the Atascadero upstairs library, is the North County County Clerk's office. You can hand carry it into the Republican Party in Atascadero. You can find somebody that you trust that will become part of the chain of custody and hand carry those ballots in.
How many days a week, Darsha, is the Atascadero?
It's open Monday through Friday. I think it's either 8:30 or 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's upstairs, and you can have them drop it in the lock. There's a black mail drop, and it's locked. Have them drop it in that one rather than the one that's right out front as you come in the door. Go ahead, stand at the counter and drop them in.
What about, for example, on mine where it says I can drop it in any box in the state of California?
Yeah, you can. So what happens is, for example, if you drop it in a drop box in San Luis Obispo County, it gets down to the county clerk's office, and then they package it up and send it via U.S. mail or overnight to the county clerk in Monterey County.
All right. Okay, one last thing, because I got one more call to get in. How... I know you wouldn't do this, but there is a flag not too far from where you live that says Veterans Against Trump.
Yes, I might have seen that. I thought about putting something right above it that said name two.
Okay. I haven't seen
it. Vote like your country depends on it. We want them to have to get 100 million ballots.
All right. Thanks so much for the help.
You bet.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. L.A. Dodgers versus New York Yankees it is.
Yes, and I said last hour that my brother would probably kill me, but I think the Dodgers will win in six.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Dodgers are a better team. That's
Well, that's true. They're it's just the power team with their lineup that they have. But man, that Juan Soto guy.
Well,
he's just a dog. At the plate.
The Yankees have too many swing and miss guys, and that, you know, the best thing to do is put the ball in play. And I think the Dodgers have more versatile players. And the top three of their lineup, they're all MVPs. I mean, it's pretty good. So,
yeah, it'll be fun to watch for sure. Those two games though, the Yankees versus the Guardians, and then the Mets versus the Dodgers. Man, those games had me on the edge of my seat.
They were, yeah. I mean, a baseball fan, no matter what side of the fence you were on, you had to love it simply because they were nail biters.
Yeah, they had a lot of fight in them. They definitely brought it to them.
Yeah, no, they did. It was hopefully it will show in the ratings. I know that the MLB is loving the fact that you got West Coast against the East Coast, two of the franchise. I mean the you know, historic franchises in the history of the sport. So that'll be good for baseball. So we'll see.
Oh yeah.
So you're a Dodger fan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well,
good luck, you know. But it's been since 1981 the last time they faced each other in a World Series. So
yep,
that's 43 years ago. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it will be. All right, sir. I got one more before I call it a day. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Just want to say one thing. I know it. I know it hurts. I know you don't like to hear it, but go Bums.
Well, at least you're acknowledging the name Bums.
Well, I got to. You know, I'm calling in on KPRL.
Well, they are.
So anyway, but have a really good day, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I will continue to raise my Yankee flag, and I will continue to raise my Yankee shirt, wear my Yankee hat. But this is where you have to separate from being a fanatic. I just think that they're a better team. I'm not rooting for them. I don't want them to win. I hope the Yankees sweep them in four games, but I think the Dodgers are going to win in six. Simple as that. I'm not saying, well, they did that. No, I think they're a better team. It's that simple. That's the difference between being a nutbag and wearing cheese heads on your heads and going to games and stuff like that, as opposed to just being honest with yourself. And I hope I'm dead wrong.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6. On the board's agenda is an information item presenting the district's plan to pursue inclusive excellence, parts of which will train staff to address racism when it is heard in the classroom. The county DA's office announced on Friday that a jury convicted Atascadero barbershop owner Nathan Abate of several sexual assault crimes. The DA's office says he would frequently provide alcohol to women prior to sexually assaulting them. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, I'll have Jordan Cunningham, former assemblyman, and we're going to be talking about some of the propositions. And then Susanna still trying to get confirmation on her guest this afternoon, 1 to 2. Enjoy that. And enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.